Taiwan has had remarkable success staving off the coronavirus pandemic compared to other countries. The island is made up of 24 million people, but has only reported 7 deaths. A big part of Taiwan's strategy is that it has essentially sealed itself off from the rest of the world. KPCC's Josie Huang traveled there from L.A. to visit family, and she joins us now with more on the country's protocols. Welcome.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, Josie, like a true journalist, you're working even on a personal trip. Taiwan and other countries around the Asia Pacific have imposed pretty strict quarantine requirements. You're more than halfway through your quarantine in Taipei. What have you observed so far?
So you see people wearing masks everywhere, but outside of that, I'd say life is pretty unchanged since the pandemic. I saw that when I was in my cab going from the airport, and I remember seeing people eating inside restaurants. I saw kids being dropped off at school. People were going to work in office buildings. And a big reason why COVID is being contained here is that there are very tight entry restrictions. And when travelers do come, including Taiwanese citizens, they have to be under strict quarantine for 2 weeks.
Well, what were the protocols when you landed at the airport?
Well, I should mention, even before I could board the plane to Taiwan, I had to present a negative COVID test. And after I landed in Taiwan and was walking to immigration, then at that point, I was intercepted by airport workers who asked if you have a cell phone. Now, I do have my cell phone, but I don't get service in Taiwan. So I was told I needed to buy a SIM card. This is so they can location track me to make sure I'm sticking to quarantine. And there's fines of up to $35,000 U.S. if you violate quarantine, and they will come looking for you. So I definitely wanted to get my SIM card thing squared away. And then I was able to make it through immigration. I found a cab. And, you know, this was very memorable. The driver sanitized me and my luggage by spraying us with an alcohol mix. And then he let me get into his car.
He sanitized you and your luggage.
Yes, it was like a cool mist.
This is pretty incredible. But what happens? I'm really interested in going through every step with you. What happens when you actually get to your hotel?
Yeah, this was very interesting. My hotel is a special quarantine hotel. It's one of more than 130 hotels that are taking part in this quarantine program. And once I was in my room, I found virtually everything I would need. But, you know, really the most important thing that was given to me was a thermometer. So what I do every day now is I take my temperature twice a day and I have to report it to the hotel. So they're definitely like not playing around.
Can you not leave your room at all?
Absolutely not. No.
You mentioned the government in Taiwan is keeping tabs on you, as you said, throughout your quarantine. What has it been like? You've received these texts. What's your temperature? What are some other things that you've experienced?
So I've also gotten a couple phone calls from live people asking how I was doing. And I was really struck by my last call where the woman who called me, she asked me how my mental health was. And, you know, I told her, I can't say I'm loving quarantine, but then she added, it's all about looking out for each other and that they, which I presume is the government, cares about me. So, Tanya, there's this real team spirit thing in Taiwan that I've noticed. And I should mention that even the trash trucks are part of this. You know, since the pandemic, the trucks also play a recorded message about COVID. And I was able to make a recording for you because there's this trash truck that stops beneath my hotel window almost every day. So what we're hearing, Tanya, is a reminder to socially distance, also to wear a mask in public spaces and to wash your hands with soap. There's also mention of a hotline you can call if you're having any of the symptoms.
This is amazing. It almost feels too good to be true that everything like this could go off without a hitch. But we're talking about an entirely different country than the United States, which I'm assuming for you, you must be feeling a lot of emotions around the stark differences between where you left, which is Los Angeles, currently the worst epicenter for COVID-19 in all of the U.S., and then where you are right now in Taiwan, as you're seeing so many restrictions put in place to keep this virus down.
Oh, man, it's made me really sad, actually. It's been very surreal reading about all the hurt and suffering in LA while I'm in this country where COVID is under control. I really feel like I'm in another dimension. You know, quarantine's keeping me from seeing my family in Taiwan, and that's been hard. But I understand the reasoning behind it, because if Taiwan wants to spare its citizens the pain of what's happening with the pandemic in the U.S., I support that. So I respect the quarantine.
Josie Huang is a reporter for KPCC in Los Angeles, who is currently quarantining in Taiwan. Josie, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us, and stay safe.
Thank you, Tanya.